from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
What has brought you here today, Jamal?
I just like anime and I love Pokemon and I like being here and I'm here to support my Eevee. He loves Groudon and Charizard. He's a weenie.
That's Saints running back Jamal Williams, and he's a gem of a person.
How am I not surprised that was Jamal Williams? I heard that at first. I'm like, where is this coming from? And then, of course, now it makes sense.
Yeah, it was that Saints running back Jamal Williams is there's a Pokemon regional championships going on in New Orleans, so it was very convenient for him to be there.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And as he said, he loves anime and he loves Pokemon, and he's there to support his Eevee.
Well, I mean, his intro during the Week 18 Lions Packers matchup,
yep,
was legendary. Yep. Legendary. Not many people can top what they said. I mean, there are a few like. Who was it? Was it Terrell Suggs said ball so hard university or something like that?
Yep.
There's a few gems out there. I mean, think Deion he also Dawkins, said, obviously.
I think he also had said something about body. Oh, no, it wasn't him. It was someone else on the Ravens that said body built by Taco Bell.
Yes. Yes. Great Sunday night football intros.
Jamal Williams, though, sticking to his nerd culture big time there with a fun little
Ike Taylor, I think said Ike Taylor swag.
Oh man,
good stuff.
But again,
I'm gonna miss Tre'Davious White, Trey White goalie academy.
That was the best one. I was just about to, yep. That's the best one. Think Deion's Snow University has kind of gotten a little old, but no, Trey White goalie academy was
he's fine.
Always great.
You always know he will keep doing it forever, and I want him to. But yeah, no, I saw that clip today, and I'm like, Evan, we got to play this at some point. So
yes.
There was our opportunity to strike.
So happy that you played that.
Yeah, because you play Pokemon Go all the time because we have a spot here.
Not all the time.
You play it often enough.
I play it often enough. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah,
you're right.
So there you go. All right, let's not get off the rails again here this second.
Okay.
So. You know, I just wanted to start it off with some chaos. Brayton, the Sabres, obviously the draft, as we mentioned, is also 3 weeks away. And, of course, a lot of the discussion, we were talking about it with Joe Yurden, about what do they do with pick 11? Should that be on sale? If so, what are we going for here? Like, what are Brayton Wilson's go-to targets here for the Sabres when it comes to adding a top six piece? Or if there's something else that you think we're missing here when it comes to Sabres? Because I heard some very fascinating comments from Jeff Merrick when he was on with Joe earlier this week.
Yeah, I think there's three things in mind that I have with the 11th pick overall. If the Sabres are to trade that pick, I think there are three potential spots the Sabres need to address with that pick. If they're trading it. Number one would be obviously a scoring winger. Get a guy who can notably put the puck in the net and can do it consistently enough, whether or not they're deciding to move on from Jeff Skinner this offseason or not. I think the more goal scoring that you can add to the team, it's going to obviously help the pieces that are already here just be better at their jobs. And there are a couple guys out there. I mean, there's arguably maybe the best goal scorer in free agency this upcoming year is, I mean, aside from, you know, maybe like a Steven Stamkos would be like a Tyler Toffoli when you're talking about a winger.
Yep.
He's probably right up there. I mean, is a guy like Jonathan Marchessault going to be available? Is Sam Reinhart even a realistic possibility? I mean, if you're going to pay Sam Reinhart in free agency, though, that's tough. So, I mean, when you're looking at the rest of it here, you know, can you swing a trade for a guy like Nikolai Ehlers, who I think has shown plenty in the NHL that he's able to score, he's able to put the puck in the net. Maybe he can't do it. Maybe he hasn't done it consistently enough. But I mean, over the years in Winnipeg, there's been a lot of talk of maybe he needs a change of scenery, and maybe, you know, those types of changes can benefit a player. I mean, Jeff Skinner, for instance, he gets traded from Carolina to Buffalo, and his first year in Buffalo, he goes out and scores 40 goals. I mean, there are those instances where a guy has a change of scenery like that, and it only benefits them for the better. Maybe a guy like Nick Ehlers is going to be a guy that the Sabres trade that 11th pick to Winnipeg in, as part of a package. Another guy, another player that would be interesting, at least in my books, maybe not so much a scorer, but just a really nice piece, and not a tough piece overall, is Pavel Buchnevich from the Blues.
Mm-hmm.
Would that be a guy? I mean, Buchnevich, I think he's approaching 30 years old. He's a little bit older. Yep. I mean, so is Nikolai Ehlers, but at the same point, he's 29. Pavel Buchnevich is 29, but he's a guy that is just a really nice two-way presence. He's tough to play against down the middle, or not down the middle, but he's just tough to play against overall. He's a guy that's not afraid to go to the net, but he's also got a really nice shot and could put the puck in the net as well and just be a really strong player overall. And Nikolai Ehlers is only 28 years old, so you know, there's still plenty of tread on those tires here heading in over the next few years. If you trade a guy like that and then go sign him to a nice extension, that might be beneficial for the Sabres. Another option for Buffalo that I think would be a good trade option for the 11th pick would be a guy to get on the second line center position. A guy that's going to come in, and whether or not you want to take Dylan Cousins from that second line spot, put him on the third line center spot, that's fine. Or if you want to move him to the wing, if you think that's better, I'm open for those options as well. And then I think your third option would be a really nice, solid right-handed shot defenseman. That one might be the more tougher trade acquisition with the 11th pick, just because it's such a coveted spot in the NHL. But if you can find a younger option on the right side of the defense to go along with Erasmus Dahlin or an Owen Power, even a Bowen Byram. I know that Dahlin and Byram are two guys that could easily just move to the right side and just play on their offhand, which is fine. But I think that balance of having the nice left-right options there and being able to combine them, just left-hand shot defenseman, right-hand shot defenseman, I think that might be a nice option. But again, it has to be the right piece. And as I say, the right shot defenseman would be a tougher ask to get with the 11th pick just because they're so coveted across the league. But I think the Sabres would have options. It all depends on the asking price of who they're looking to go and acquire. I really, though, like the idea of trying to go get a guy like Nikolai Ehlers, just because, again, he's a little bit younger. He still has shown that he can be productive at the NHL level. And, again, a change of scenery like that for a guy like Ehlers, who's been looking maybe to get a change of scenery for the past couple of years, it might do him some good. Who knows?
And that would fulfill the prophecy of Sabres Twitter right there, Sabres finally acquire Nikolai Ehlers.
Yeah. I mean, looking at his...
one for one for wrist, though, and they didn't do it!
Look... I mean, last year he had a really nice bounce back year. I know that the year before he'd been dealing with some injuries, but he's finally played 82 games for the first time since the 17-18 season, and he put up 61 points in 82 games, which included 25 goals. He's yet to score 30 in a season, but he's come close. He's come close. He's had a 28-goal season. He's had a 29-goal season. He's even had a 25-goal season twice now. So I think in the right situation, the right circumstances, especially on a team like Buffalo, where, you know, you have Tage Thompson as your number one guy, you have... And Ehlers could play on both wings. Don't get me wrong. He's a guy that could be on the left wing. He could be on the right wing. I think he's mostly a left winger, but I mean, he's played right wing in his career on the opposite side. He's a guy that can put the puck in the net and be clutch for you when you need him most. Can he do it consistently? Yeah, sure. I think he could, but you know, getting a guy like that to add to a group of talent like they have in Buffalo right now, I think could do wonders for the Sabres.
You know, there's a name that I always think about but that I've been thinking about really for a decent amount of time this past year, and that's Philadelphia's Travis Konecny. I think that's a player that could use another player who could use a fresh change of scenery, but I feel like that one's going to be a little bit pricier when it comes to acquiring a veteran talent piece.
And I think Konecny has been talked about as looking to sign long-term in Philadelphia. Mm-hmm. I think he's a guy that I think wants to stay where he's been for throughout his entire career. I mean, if the Sabres got him, that would be awesome, just because he's kind of the you-know-what stormer out there. He's a guy that's not afraid to get in the dirty areas to go create offense, but also get in people's faces and be a bit of a rat, sort of like a Brad Marchand. I don't think he's as dirty as Brad Marchand, but he's a guy that I think a lot of teams and a lot of people see him kind of as a rat out there. Another player that I want to throw out there, and this could be an interesting sort of guy to maybe go acquire, is Arthur Kaliev from Los Angeles.
LA Kings.
He's fallen out of favor with management and the coaching in Los Angeles. He was a healthy scratch for, I don't even know if he played in the playoffs. I mean, I'd have to double check that, but I mean, he was a healthy scratch a lot through the last part of the season. And that's a guy who has proven he can put the puck in the net. He's a guy that can be a scorer, and he just has to get that opportunity to get out there and consistently show it. I think if he's able to get that opportunity and be a part of a team, there's that opportunity, there's that chance that he'll go out there and he'll do so. Really, really interesting type of player. Let me just double check here. Yeah,
he did not play two games in the he played no games in this.
He didn't play in the playoffs this year. Yeah. Yeah.
But also, I think that goes against the idea of no more green bananas.
Yeah, I guess so.
Because he's 22, and he hasn't really proven anything yet in the NHL level. So, like, it would still be a little more costly because of the fact that he's still young. But also,
in his two years that he consistently, in his first full season, he put up 27 points,
yep,
14 goals, 13 assists in 80 games. The next season, dealt with some injury issues, and I think he was back and forth between the AHL and the NHL a little bit too. Put up 28 points in 56 games.
Pretty much the same points, but less games to do it.
Like, it almost seemed like that Kaliev started to produce a little bit, and I think he was given the opportunity to play in the top six at that point and did produce. But I think he just never has been all that in favor in Los Angeles, whether it be personality-wise, whether it be just he maybe didn't have it in some of the games. But I mean, in other levels of hockey, at the world junior level, at the junior level itself, and in the AHL, I mean, he's done pretty well producing and putting up production on the ice. It's, again, just a matter of going out there at the top level and doing it consistently. And, you know, maybe he's a guy that could go out and do that and have the, like an Ehlers situation, a change of scenery, a spot where maybe he gets a little more action, a little more ice time, and is entrusted a little bit more on the ice. I know that maybe he's not great defensively, but I'm willing to take a risk like that in order to, I mean, what, maybe you trade a mid-level prospect and a fourth-round pick to get a Kaliev. I don't know. Again, I'm not a general manager, but
yeah,
you know, I don't think it would take that much to take a chance at a guy like an Arthur Kaliev. It might be a situation where Rob Blake in Los Angeles just is like, we're going to give you this opportunity to go somewhere else and just have that. Almost sort of like what Kevin Adams did maybe last year at the trade deadline, like not this past season, but the year before. With Rasmus Asplund.
Yep.
I mean, he only got a seventh-round pick, but it was one of those situations where it's just like, you know what? We'll just give you that other opportunity. We'll trade you somewhere where they probably will play you a little bit more than what we're doing right now. Maybe that's what Rob Blake does, but I think that would get much more than a seventh-round pick for Kaliev. But that's another name I'll throw out there.
Yeah,
why not?
It's an interesting one, but at the same time, I think it's redundant goods for this team because there's already players and prospects that aren't getting opportunities with this group as it is. So I don't like it's an interesting name to throw out there, but at the same time, maybe that's a Kaliev for Krebs, and like you reset the pipeline a little bit, like, because Krebs has not gotten the opportunity to be a centerman for this team that is stacked with centers. But then Kaliev tries to he could try to like crack the top nine as a winger on this team where there's a little bit more space, and like, you know, kind of like this like younger player swap sort of thing.
Yeah.
So maybe that sort of idea is out there, but they still do need to get an acquisition, not just a swap.
Where I would like to see Kaliev, if he does come to Buffalo, he's that type of guy that I could see Lindy Ruff or Seth Appert or whoever it is that is going to run the power play. I think it's going to be Seth Appert. But that's a guy that you could be able to throw on your second power play unit and just let him rip shots. I mean, and be maybe more effective than what Victor Olofsson might have been thought of for a while. Kaliev's got a good shot. Don't get me wrong. I mean, he's the guy that you put him on the off wing and he'll just rip shots all day. But I mean, that's just certainly an option to be able to get a guy like that, who, again, at other levels has shown to be able to put up the production. His two-way game is not entirely there, but if you're able to get the most out of him and get offensive production and it results in goals and results in some help in that aspect of the game, it might do some wonders for a team like the Sabres, who, especially last year, has shown that, you know, they're not going to get that scoring consistently. But if you can find other options to put the puck in the net, especially maybe in like the third line area, that might be helpful.
You mentioned power play, by the way. Kaliev has 35 NHL goals in 188 games, 17 of them with the man advantage. So, yeah, he'd be a good power play addition.
Yeah. For all right. That struggled last year, especially.
Well, we got to wrap this thing up, Brayton.
Do we?
Yes, we do.
And yes, we do.
We got to, because we got to get ready for Brian Koziel to take over from Batavia Downs.
Yeah. But yeah, let's get Brian in here.
We'll get Brian in here on the other side. As we say our goodbyes. Derek and Brayton, Sports Talk Saturday. You're listening to WGR.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.